Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So, as long as we've been people, we've had sexual fantasies. And is it possible that with the creation of AI, that is just the logical direction that we are going with technology?
Okay.
According to new research, the answer is 100% yes. And that shouldn't be shocking. You know, new technology comes out. And we, first thing that some of us think,
get a little porny with it.
How can I have sex with that thing?
Okay, so what is it that you mean?
It's so, in the past, our fantasies have revolved around like hunky firemen.
Okay.
Sexy nurses.
Yeah.
You know, they're usually grounded occupations
okay,
that human beings
have. Okay, in some
kind
of reality.
Exactly. Well, AI has shown us now that the world is literally our oyster. And if we want to see an oyster the size of the world in some lingerie, AI can give you that picture. And it's just a matter of time before AI can make you a video or put you in a video.
Oh my God.
Deep fakes. We're just getting into this. We're just scratching the surface.
I have a lot of problems with AI.
Good.
I think that we need to like cool our jets on it.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Like wherever we are right now with AI, I think we should be forced to be stuck right here for 5 years.
At least 5 years.
We're not allowed to go any further.
I was at a store the other day and I saw that Google now has like Google computers that have AI already preloaded into it and stuff. I do hear what you're saying. Like, we're at the point now where AI seems scary, but also funny because it can show us people with three boobs in a picture,
right,
and stuff like that.
I especially feel like, when it comes to sexual fantasies.
Yeah.
If you can't think of it by yourself, you're not allowed to have it. That's my rule. You know what? We've got enough. There are enough fantasies out there that if you can't find one to tickle your fancy, then you can't get AI to tickle your fancy. Okay? There is what feels like endless array of sexual fantasies out there. Pick one of those.
But why do we have to stop there? I'm kind of excited about this because maybe there is something out there that I can't even imagine right now.
You don't need it.
But
look how well you're doing.
Maybe it's my ultimate fetish. Who knows?
We all saw when we put our pictures in and they're like, turn us into a fighting fairy princess. And it went, okay. And then we all got these pictures where like we had three fingers and our fingers were super long, but our faces looked okay.
Yeah.
No.
But weren't those pictures kind of sexy for everybody?
And then, so that's enough.
Well, but that's, again, we're just scratching the surface.
Do you feel like you're doing okay in the sexual fantasy department?
Sure.
Okay, you don't have a longing for more?
Not that I know of, but I haven't been shown that world yet. AI can unlock your imagination in ways
you... Our brains were not designed to take in this level of fantasy. It just wasn't.
Right.
We're barely able to handle pornography.
That's true.
It has changed the way young men think sex is supposed to be.
But this is the way...
So now we're going to have... You get to see yourself having sex with a woman with three heads?
But hold on a second, though. I mean, you're stopping at woman. What if it's like an alien? Like, what if we can't even think about it? So you sound like somebody that always stood in the way of progress.
No, I don't.
Because this has always been the way. First of all, our brain started off with wiring like, oh, I wonder what that cave woman in the next cave would look like with a slightly higher pelt. Yeah. And then we started figuring out how to draw. And then we figured out how to paint more realistically. Then we traveled to new lands. Oh, how about these people with different colored skin than us? Oh, hachi machi. And then it just keeps getting more and more crazy. We looked to the stars. We imagined, oh, what if there's somebody up there to have sex with? Like, there's there's all kinds of stuff that it was just constantly unlocking
new levels. And I am saying we have pushed it far enough, and for the next 5 years, you're only allowed to visualize yourself having sex with the things we have access to now. I'm sorry, you blew it.
AI disagrees. They're ready. They're ready to give you whatever you want.
That is not good.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Everybody wishes that they could reclaim their youth and feel young again. And apparently that is exactly what Kevin is doing right now. And he's doing it by using one of Katie's daughters.
That is true.
What is happening and how is Kevin doing this?
So Kevin and I were talking this morning because my 15-year-old is at cheer camp right now. And Kevin's very proud of Abby for being not only a cheerleader, but for her freshman and sophomore years, she was cheer captain.
Mm-hmm.
That is very impressive to Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know if she's cheer captain again. And I said, well, she's a varsity now, but she's going to be a junior. They'll probably give cheer captain to a senior. I can only assume.
They probably should.
Right. Yeah.
No, they should.
No, they should give it to someone that people respect and listen to.
Okay.
Well, this got Kevin going about how likely if he was a cheerleader, he would be cheer captain.
Mm-hmm. And I'll get that cheer team in shape.
Because okay. I want to know what you think qualifies somebody to be a cheer captain.
Great.
Well, organization, first of all. So if one of my cheer girls messes up, she's going to go from where she is on the pyramid. Mm-hmm. And then, I'm sorry, Trisha, you got to be at the bottom for your attitude.
So right away, you think what makes a good cheer captain is negative reinforcement.
Not negative, commandment. Do we want to go to regionals?
So if somebody's at the top of a pyramid because they weigh 90 pounds, that person, don't do what you want, is now at the bottom.
He literally told me we don't do our pyramids by weight.
No, we don't. We do it by your status on the team.
Right, and respect.
Right.
I would also play a lot of Bring It On for the team.
We'll have to tell you, this is just high school cheer.
Right.
There are no regionals. They just cheer at the sports games.
What are you looking at me for?
We got to come up with routines, though, right?
They have routines.
Right.
Okay, they have numbers that they do.
My routines don't go to waste.
Okay.
We're going to regionals.
Okay.
All right. Just a quick Google search. Good lead by example of the other teammates in both on and off the field or court.
Right, I'll be at the bottom of the pyramid.
What are some good qualities that you would display as leadership examples for the rest of the girls? Or boys. I stumped you already.
No. My outfit choices.
Okay.
Outfit choices.
Yeah.
I think you're all supposed to wear the same outfit.
Yeah, we all wear the same uniform.
Yeah, but some of us can be a little different.
Okay.
How would you be different? How would you accessorize your outfit, which is very much supposed to be what's the word I'm looking for? Uniform.
Right. We'll bedazzle our logos.
Okay, so at no point did you think kindness?
No.
No.
It's all about skill. And I used to be in Powder Puff cheer, so I got this all down.
Okay.
So looked it up on Google again, and this is more of what's on Google. Tell me if this applies to you, Kevin.
Okay.
Captains should be able to communicate effectively.
Yes.
I got
a megaphone.
Already, you tell people English is your second language, which is not
true. Not true.
But it's your way of covering up your verbal fumbles.
Yeah, it's my safety net.
Another one, control their emotions.
Yes, I can do that. Do you think when Brittany and Trisha mess up on one of the routines that I spent hours on that I would be yelling at them? I'll yell at them once, but then I'll say, hey, everybody makes mistakes.
Oh, okay. So you yell first and then you follow it up with everybody makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then remain respectful.
Ooh.
Well, oh, that's the one you don't think.
Just yelled at someone.
Right, yeah,
I mean.
None of those qualities you exhibit.
No, respect is earned, so that last one, invalid.
You don't have any of that.
Now, do you know that the cheer captain is not the coach?
Yeah, I know. I am the messenger between the coach and the coachee.
Okay, and sometimes you get to call the cheers during the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see. All right.
So that means you need to know if you're on offense or defense.
For
whatever
my
sport,
cheer team,
whatever sport you're cheering for,
right? We're always going offense.
Oh, okay,
always
so
offense.
Always, yes.
All right, okay. If you're just joining us, Kevin says that he would be a great cheer captain because Katie's daughter's on the cheerleading squad. It's very confusing, but he's basically living vicariously through her, saying he would be a good. And we just established that. Couldn't be further from the truth. If anything, if you were on a cheerleading squad, I could guarantee you'd never be cheer captain.
Well, that's why you're not on my team. You didn't make the cut.
Oh, wow.
Again, sounds like you're in charge of the team, which, again, you are not if you are cheer captain. Neil, can we get a copy of Bring It On for Kevin to see again?
You think he doesn't already have it?
I know. It's cold in here.
You're hysterical.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today. One major thing that Katie can't do well, and it's math.
Yes.
And she has explained many times it's just not how her brain works.
It just escapes me.
Yes.
And it's not that I can't be taught math. While I'm sitting with someone who's teaching me math, I can get it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the process for the next time.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't sink in.
For the rest of us though, because so many people have an easy time understanding math problems and Are You Smarter Than Katie every day at 7:10. That she gets frustrated with those people because they're like, how do you not get it? Well, actually, that's kind of a universal thing that has nothing to do with math. It's the way that people's brains are wired.
Okay.
And I found a whole list of things here besides basic math that seem easy to most people, but to a minority, it's very, very, very difficult.
Okay.
And I'll start this list off with something that I have just never figured out. And everybody treats me like they treat you with math. Hula hooping.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
Can't get it.
Uh-uh.
And so many, I can't tell you how many little girls have just come up to me just like, I don't know why you can't do it. You just go like this. You just swing it. You just go back and forth. You just swing it.
I wish people could see you right now. And arms that's all, in the air.
Yeah, and that's all they do. And I'm like, okay, well, let me do it because it looked easy for you. And then I do it and I can't ever do it, no matter what. Another thing that's on this list, remembering names.
I knew that was going to come on here.
That's me too.
That escapes you big time.
Here's another one. This isn't me. Actually, I'm the opposite. I'm somebody that gets this, but my wife is like this. I think you might be like this too. Basic navigation.
Oh.
I'm a champion.
Are you?
Oh. I am a champion.
Drive me somewhere once and I can remember how to get there.
I'm good You never need to tell me again.
But there's so many people, though, like my wife.
My mother has lived in Sacramento since she was 2 years old. She still struggles to get almost everywhere. Like, don't even take her to Placer County. She knows one way to get to my house, and do not try anything else.
So funny. We're talking about things that are really easy for most people, but impossible for other people. Using chopsticks.
That's easy.
It is easy.
It's not easy. I can do it. It's easy for me, but it's not easy. I had to work really, really hard at learning how to use chopsticks.
Really?
Because I didn't learn it as a kid.
I didn't learn it as a kid.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay, because it seems like all the kids in California know how to use chopsticks.
I didn't. No. Okay. Definitely not.
So was sushi not real big like when you were a kid?
I did not have sushi till I was an adult.
Really?
Now we would go to Chinese restaurants.
Another one. Parking straight.
Okay.
Yes. God, there's so many people that just cannot figure it out.
You can't figure it out?
Their spatial awareness is like...
I guess that's true.
Wonky or something like that. Shuffling cards. It's very easy for some people, and then it's impossible for others. Have you ever watched somebody who can't shuffle cards try to shuffle cards?
Yeah.
It's like their brain doesn't work. Okay, so this is one. I think I'm better at this than I think... You two are.
Okay.
Knowing when to jump in and out of conversations. I think like whenever we are in social situations, all three of us, I feel like I listen in conversations more than you guys do.
You know, it's funny. If I take my ADHD meds, no problem at all.
Right.
But I don't. So sometimes I'm having a conversation with somebody and they say something and my mouth just starts going.
Right.
Yeah.
And you do this too, but we have recently found out why you do this because of something that you sent us that explains it. You also, like, if somebody's just like, oh, I just got back from Las Vegas, and you'll jump in and be like, oh,
I went to
Las Vegas when I was in Vegas, and like, you'll start talking about yourself during a conversation, but because of your ADD.
It's a neurodivergent thing.
Right.
And it is me connecting with that person, but I do it in a way that makes it seem like I just want to talk about myself. I have long said when people are kind of being crappy with me about my math thing, I always say, There are a lot of things that I can do that a lot of people can't. I can do every single one of the things on this list, short of maybe the conversation one I struggle with.
Right.
But nobody is impressed with any of those things.
No.
But they should be.
They should be.
You should be impressed with people's navigational skills.
Kids are impressed.
What with what?
Shuffling cards.
Okay, yeah.
Using chopsticks.
Okay, but like...
Hula hooping!
The navigational skill is a very important skill to have in life.
Yeah.
It's very helpful. Nobody says to me like, but she can get herself around town.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
Sure. Division. Ha!
If there's anything you can think of, text them in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Kevin Costner is a Hollywood staple. The man has been famous as long as I've been alive. And he's gone through a couple rough patches personally in the last year or two with divorcing what seems to be at the very least, vindictive ex-wife. But that's all in his rear view now. And he's got a big movie that's about to drop. It's called Horizon.
It's already dropped.
It's out?
I think it dropped this weekend.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
He stars in it. He directed it.
Okay.
He wrote it. He executive produced it and put a lot of his own money into this cowboy movie. And a lot is riding on this.
Oh, well, spoiler alert, it didn't go great.
Hey, it's Kevin Costner for Car Shield. Me and my best friend, Ice-T.
Hey, it's Kevin Costner for Skechers Step-Ups.
Maybe the problem was that he approached part of this movie, remember he's the director, a little awkwardly.
Yeah, so his co-star is named Abby Lee. And, I mean, she seems very young.
She seems young?
Not like illegal young, but I mean, she is... many, many decades younger than him.
Because he's 60?
I don't know. Kevin, how old is Kevin Costner?
Let me search it up.
All right. Okay. They had a sex scene.
Okay.
And he, like, sat her down and was like, listen, you've never had a sex scene, or you've never had a sex scene with me. They can be uncomfortable. I want us to just sit down and walk through the scene together so that you and I both know what to expect.
Okay.
When I read that, my first thought was that sounds 1,000% more uncomfortable to sit down with an old man. Granted, I know he's Kevin Costner and I like don't mean to be ageist or whatever, like, but to sit down with an old man and be like, okay, here's how you're going to touch my face.
Well, touch my face. How old is Kevin Costner?
69.
69. Oh, my God. He's even older than I thought.
And how? Look up Abby Lee. See how old she is.
Abby Lee. She's 37.
Oh. So she's not young. She just looks young?
She looks 23.
I don't know if this is Hollywood protocol or not. I imagine it is.
They have people that they hire on to be like passion consultants.
Well, maybe he couldn't afford a passion consultant. Maybe.
And so he's the passion consultant?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Let's role play this.
Let's role play this.
Okay. Who do you want to be?
Well, obviously, I want to be Kevin.
Okay. Okay. So we're on page 4.
Sure.
Scene 3.
Wow. This is early in the movie. Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay, all thanks, right. Kevin.
First of all, thank you very much for being in my movie.
Thank you so much for having me. We've had many scenes together before now, so you don't have to...
So I want to talk to you about this scene.
Yeah, okay.
So remember how that last scene, we had somebody walk us through, the guy who's in charge of wrangling the horses?
Yeah.
Okay, and he said, hey, this is how a horse behaves?
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine that now, but I'm the horse. And I want to tell...
Come again, Kevin?
I want to tell you how I should be wrangled for this scene where we are expressing our physical love.
Now, did we not hire a passion coordinator to go through this?
No.
We didn't.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. So first of all, here's how it's going to go down.
Yeah.
Okay? And I want your input. As long as as long as it's right, I want your input.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go. I want you to caress my thigh.
Oh my God.
My right thigh.
Okay.
Because it's more muscular than my left. I work out.
Okay.
All right.
You work out but one side more than the other?
Just one side.
Okay.
That's my filming thigh. And I want you to really look like you're enjoying it.
Do I look like I'm enjoying it now?
Well, we're not doing it yet. Do you want to run it? Do you want to run a rehearsal?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
All right. And then
what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be on top of you.
Wait, I thought I was touching your thigh.
Yeah, you're going to touch the side of my thigh.
While you're on top of me.
Yep.
I see.
And then
I
want you to touch my butt. Okay. And we're going to get a shot and I want you to grab it firmly.
This is so. I'm not even actually going to be doing this scene, and I'm so uncomfortable right now. I want to come out of my own skin.
So
So firmly grab your butt. It's going to be your butt in my hand. We're not going to have any kind of body double.
Well, we can't afford a body double. It's going to be my 70-year-old butt. Okay. Do you have any problems so far?
No, I guess not.
Okay, great. Because I was going to run it by the director real fast.
I thought you were the director.
Exactly.
Oh.
Listen, we're going to have a little powwow, me and me, and we're going to get back to it.
Okay, ran it past her. Yep, grab my butt.
So you're naked throughout the whole thing. A lot of nudity.
Actually, she did point out that he said there will be no nudity.
Oh. Why even watch the sex scene? That's why the movie tanked, Kevin. So basically, the takeaway is very normal, not awkward at all.
Yeah.
This is how Hollywood runs.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't
wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
This is more patriotic than most things that are patriotic because it's the game. Are you smarter than Katie? Just in time for the 4th of July. Here we are.
Oh, okay. There's no more to that.
Good. Oh, my God. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
You're caller 17. Congratulations. And jackpot is up to $160 for Are You Smarter Than Katie? How about that? Wow. And I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right and how many she gets right. And winner gets the money. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All righty. Is it Angie or Angela?
Angela.
Why did I call you Angie? Kevin, why did I call her Angie? Did you call her Angie?
No.
Huh. I guess you and I are just very familiar, Angela. Okay, here we go. Brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. Question one. The Supreme Court, in a 6-3 ruling along party lines, ruled that presidents do have criminal immunity for official acts, but then they didn't say what an official act is. This basically puts a president above all laws. And even Justice Sotomayor gave a dire warning in her dissent about what this will do to our country. Which president broke the law with the Watergate scandal? Three seconds.
Man, I was hoping you'd give multiple choice.
Three, two, one. Okay. Question two. The U.S. has chosen Quincy Wilson to represent us on the Olympic relay team, making him the youngest person to ever be an American track and field Olympian. He just turned 16 and is only a junior in high school, but has broken world records. Which of the following is not a track and field event? Hammer throw, shot put, or the long leap?
Long leap.
Okay. Question three. Jamie Foxx is teasing us yet again with what was wrong with him and landed him in the hospital for a year. He said it all started with a headache, but then stopped short by saying what it actually was because he's going to do it in a comedy special. I'm over this. True or false, Jamie Foxx has never won an Oscar?
False.
Question four. Ava Longoria is going to be in the 4th season of Only Murders in the Building on Hulu and starring alongside Meryl Streep. Well, she did an ancestry dive on herself, and it turns out she's related to Meryl Streep and not even that far back. What country was Ava Longoria born in? Was it Mexico, America, or Cuba?
Cuba.
And question five, there are signs that have gone viral on social media that went up all over San Francisco warning thieves that stolen goods must remain below $950. And people are saying this is Governor Gavin Newsom's new law that allows people to steal up to that amount with no consequence. Well, that is not true. The signs state the amount for which stealing becomes a felony, and this was also not Gavin Newsom's law. It was a prop. If you stole $950 worth of stuff from three stores, how much is that?
$2,850.
Wow. All right. Kevin, please go get Katie. We're live on Instagram, by the way, like always, End1065. And Angela, where are we off to this morning?
I'm off to work.
Off to work. All right. Where is that?
Off Auburn Boulevard.
Is this going to be your last day of the week, or do you have to work tomorrow and Thursday and Friday?
I have to work tomorrow and Friday. I'm off Thursday.
All right. That's a bummer. All right.
I know.
Angela, you're now on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. Supreme Court, in a 6-3 party line ruling, ruled that presidents do have criminal immunity for official acts, but then they didn't say what an official act was. And this basically does put a president above all laws. Did you see what Justice Sotomayor wrote in her dissent?
No.
It's terrifying.
Okay.
Which president broke the law with the Watergate scandal?
Richard M. Nixon.
Yeah. Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who is now exonerated by the Supreme Court ruling.
Well, I don't know about all that, but...
They could easily have made the case for why it was considered an official act.
Right, but it wasn't an official duty as president. Official act has to be an official act of... as duty as president.
Right, but that could be litigated.
Well, okay.
Question two. The U.S. has chosen Quincy Wilson to represent us on the Olympic relay team, making him the youngest person ever to be on the American track and field team. He just turned 16. He's a junior in high school, but he's already broken world records.
What?
Yeah, crazy. Which, it's the hormones in the milk, guys.
Yeah.
Which of the following is not a track and field event? The hammer throw, the shot put, or the long leap?
The long leap.
That's right. Question three, Jamie Foxx is teasing us yet again with what was wrong with him, and we're almost out of cares for this.
Almost?
He said it all started with a headache, but then he stopped short by saying what was actually wrong with him because he's going to do it in a comedy special.
Okay.
Jamie, we're done caring.
Also,
when
is this comedy special? Because we better get to it quick.
Yep. True or false, Jamie Foxx has never won an Oscar. That's correct.
Ray?
Yeah, he won for Ray.
Yeah.
Question four, Ava Longoria is going to be in the fourth season of Only Murders in the Building, starring with Meryl Streep. Now, Ava Longoria did an ancestry dive on herself, and it turns out she's actually related to Meryl Streep and not that far back.
Wow.
They are cousins.
That's cool.
What country was Ava Longoria born in? Is it Mexico, America, or Cuba?
I think she's American.
She is. She's born in Texas. And question five, there are signs that have gone viral on social media that went up all over San Francisco warning thieves that stolen goods must remain below $950. And people are saying that this is Governor Gavin Newsom's new law that allows people to steal up to that amount with no consequences. That is fake news. The signs actually state the amount for which stealing becomes a felony.
But it doesn't say on there, after this, it becomes a felony.
No, it doesn't.
Like, it's worded so poorly.
They're not worded very well, but a simple Google search will tell you what the signs actually mean.
I understand, but simply wording the sign more smartly seems like we could have accomplished that same thing.
It also wasn't Gavin Newsom's law.
Right. Still, the whole thing is like, guys, come on.
If you stole $950 worth of stuff from three different stores, how much is that?
Okay.
$1,950?
Ooh. $2,850. What did I do wrong?
I'm
What's
not
three
sure.
times nine?
Three times nine, 1821.
Okay. I thought it was 18.
Angela, are you there?
Why is that funny?
We now interrupt wake-up call fight to bring you the final score for Are You Smarter Than Katie? And it is Angela 3, Katie 4.
Oh,
Katie wins. Doing her patriotic
duty. Right. 2 times 9 is 18.
Is 18.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're going to add $20 to the jackpot. Angela, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today.
Not today.
But thank you so much, and we hope you had a lot of fun playing. Coming up.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
What is something that you forget, and it's something you really should know? Text or call us. 916-909-1065. We'd really love it if you called us. 909-1065. And what made us think about this was the fact that we met a wake up call listener, and this wake up call listener cracked me up because she won something here on the wake up call. And when you win something, we need to get all your information. And one of the things that she didn't know, she knew her phone number, she knew her birthday, she didn't know her address. And she got the name of the street right, but she couldn't remember if it was a drive, a road, or a street. And she was like, I forget what the word was, it's not important, but she was like, it's Willowood Road. No, that doesn't sound right. It's Willowood Drive. Willowood Street, it might be Willowood Street. I go, how do you not know your address? She's like, I don't know. Hold on one second. And then she like, I could hear doing something. And then she goes, it's Willowood Way. And I go, are you sure? She goes, I found the piece of paper I wrote it down on.
Oh my God.
It made me laugh so hard. So what is something that you really should know, but you forget it quite a bit?
I mean, for me, it's how to do math, even basic math.
Yeah.
And it's not a lack of people explaining to me many, many times how to do it. I just can't remember the process.
So it is a matter of forgetting because you've been taught how to do these things
so many times.
You just forget.
And you've seen people over the years go, I could teach you how to do that. I'm here to tell you, you could, but it won't stick. The other thing that I forget is my kids' birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And not in like, oh my God, their birthday came and I forgot it. But let's say I'm making a doctor's appointment for somebody.
Right.
And they're like, what's their date of birth? Now, the problem is I've made so many doctor's appointments for my daughter, Abby, who has congenital heart disease. So obviously she's gone to the doctor 1.5 million times. So I'm used to rattling off September 5th, 2008. So I often, if I'm making an appointment for one of the other girls, they go, what's the date of birth? And I go, 9508. And they go, I don't think that's right.
She does not look tall enough.
Yeah, she seems like she's a toddler.
I forget all kinds everything. Of stuff. The number one thing that I forget is names.
Yeah.
That's my number one. I'll remember your face, but I do not remember your name.
It is.
For a really long time. 916-909-1065 is the number to call. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi. So I do two things.
Okay, all right.
First, phone numbers. Can't remember anybody's phone number. Even if it's plugged into my phone, I can't remember how to get to the phone numbers on my phone.
You can't remember how to access your contacts in your phone?
Yeah, my daughter always has to grab it from me and do it for me.
That's hysterical.
All right. And what's the other? Or is that both of them? You forget phone numbers and how to access phone numbers.
The second one is, you know how you have to set passwords for everything?
Yeah.
I can't remember any of my passwords.
Yeah.
I mean, if you use my system.
Katie's got a system where she has one password and then she adds a character and a number after every
single. I do that too.
But then when it asks you for a new one, you just do the next number up and the next number up till you get to 7 and then you can start over.
Well, my daughter, she'll run through like a list of passwords because she knows the word that I'm going to use and all these numbers too. But.
Well, it sounds like you need your daughter as like an emotional support animal.
Thank you so much, Sherry. That's really funny.
We put this on Facebook and Sarah said the difference between affect and effect.
Oh my God. Yes.
It's too hard. It's
too many. I don't know how I constantly forget how to spell definitely.
Oh, I can't spell definitely.
It's not even, I don't even try. Yeah.
Debbie said, boy, is this relatable. Everything that automatically is deducted from her accounts.
Oh, yeah.
It is a mystery to me.
It's in the multiverse at that point.
Right. Anne said, how to spell restaurant. Yvette said, to bring bags to the grocery store.
Oh, we all forget that. We all
when
forget.
I see somebody that has their own bags, I go, oh, I guess we're just overachieving today. Brittany says, the difference between there and there. Brooklyn says, my driver's license number.
I mean, who knows their driver's license?
I know mine.
You have it memorized?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But why? When do they even ask for that?
I don't know. It's asked on forms.
Do you know your license plate number?
I do not.
Okay.
And Katie said, this one, Katie, we've got concerns. She said my blood type.
Oh, definitely.
Katie, we need you to know your blood type.
If you're bleeding out and an EMT comes over and goes, "What's your blood type, ma'am?" You can't go, Thank you so much for all the comments. Coming up now, we've got Married Name Upgrade Downgrade, and we want you to be part of it. Finally, be part of it. Call us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065, because you can tell us your maiden name and your married name, and we will tell you once and for all which name is better. Your calls coming up.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Emma. Good morning, Emma.
Hey, good morning.
So I understand that you went on a date with a guy named Oliver, and tell us how you met, and then what did you do on the date?
Oliver and I actually met at Pride. We ended up spending like several hours together there, and then a bunch of my friends wanted to leave, so I got his phone number, and then he like invited me out for drinks the next day, and we went out, and it was really, really nice, and we had like such an amazing date, and we went back to my place and we fooled around a little bit, and then I like tried to get him to go out with me again, and I didn't hear anything back, so I was just kind of confused, but I thought we had such a great time.
The fact that there was even some physicalities that took place really makes me think, what is going on now? So we have him on the phone, so we will ask him what's going on, see what he says, and then we're going to conference you guys together. We'll see if we can facilitate a second date, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
We're master negotiators.
Master.
Here. All right. Emma's now on hold. It's a second date update, and good morning, Oliver.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. So you're on the second date update on the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End. And we just got done talking to Emma, and she told us all about your date and how that you met at Pride and that the date went well. You guys even fooled around a little bit afterwards. It sounds like it's ideal, like real rom-com level stuff.
Yeah, a real meet cute.
Until you disappeared on her.
Yeah, I mean...
So you're admitting that you just disappeared.
You don't want to go on another date with her.
What's the reason? Right. What is the real reason why you have not responded to Emma at all?
Look, she took me to her apartment, and I just thought it was just super weird.
You thought it was super
that
weird?
That she took you to her apartment, or that her apartment was super weird?
The stuff that I saw in the apartment, like, she had, like, stuffed animals everywhere, and, like, between pillows and stuff. Like, I don't know. She even had, like, curtains that were, like, Sleepy Beauty themed all over it.
That had what? The what?
Sleepy Beauty? Like, the Sleeping Beauty? The
Sleeping
Disney,
like, Beauty.
Yeah.
Were her curtains?
For her curtains. And all her appliances in her kitchen were, like, were pink. Like, just pink. I don't know. It just looked like something a 13-year-old person would want to live in. Not an adult.
Wait, hold on a second. What is this? HGTV? Like, you're going in there as an interior designer now and criticizing her decor?
It just looked childish. That's all. It just didn't look mature.
Emma, you're back on. It's a second date update. He said that he didn't like the decor of your apartment. I'll bet he didn't care too much when he was making out with you.
Yeah, that's super weird. I mean, my apartment is the way it is because I like to keep it happy and bright, and I like to be happy, and that's why, and I like those colors and stuff. So it's weird. I mean, you definitely didn't say anything when we were making out, so
right. Okay, that's fair. But Gavin, playing devil's advocate here, you go to a girl's apartment and she has a bunch of stuffed animals. What do you think?
How many stuffed animals?
Well, Oliver, how many stuffed animals?
There are about, like, 20 to 30 on her bed alone.
Okay, that's not true. There are, like, 10 on my bed. That's so not true.
Okay. All right. 10 is still a lot. But, I mean, I like eclectic people. Emma, you sound like an eclectic person.
Yeah, I mean, all these
are
animals
you right
have,
now?
Like,
I do. I like eclectic. I do like
this
eclectic
This is what
people.
You consider eclectic?
Not the stuffed animals, but, like, rando Sleeping Beauty... I don't even know where you would find curtains that have Sleeping Beauty on them.
You get them on Etsy, by the way.
Oh,
I have okay. a girl.
Well, I was thinking Pottery Barn Kids, but...
but I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think back to like my younger single days, and like there were girls that I dated in college that had all kinds of really weird stuff going on.
But that's college. See, and we're adults now, so it kind of just makes you question her maturity. You know.
Listen, okay. I think that you should decorate how you want to decorate. Let me say that first and foremost, but. When the way you decorate will give people a certain impression of you.
I mean, I totally agree with you. I definitely want someone to have an opinion about the way it's decorated, but I don't know. That was like my choice, and I really like it. And I think it's there to make people feel happy, and so I just applied to that.
Well,
yeah, I can't get past that. I'm sorry. And that might be my maturity, but hey.
Okay, I will say this. Oliver, if that's how you feel, maybe say something before you start making out.
Definitely, definitely.
Instead of just ghosting afterwards.
100%.
Second date update on the Wake Up Call. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.